This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Lending Council Conference here in San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge. An old friend, well, you're not old, but an old friend here, Austin Wensloff. And he is now with Rentify. Mm-hmm. Austin, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing well, doing well. It's been a while.
It has
been. We were just talking before the recording that it might have been since 2019 we did our last interview.
I think the last
together.
In person. I know I did, I did a virtual one a couple years ago, but in person, I think it was a little bit before the pandemic.
A little bit. Yeah. Well, good to have you back, and absolutely. Congrats on your position at Rentify. Great company, by the way. Award-winning, and they're doing some great things out there. So before I get going, how's the conference going? I mean, we're just starting out, but...
I got in a little bit before the reception last night, okay. And I haven't done too much yet. Yeah, so we'll see. But today is usually the good day, the first action-packed day after the first cocktail reception.
The first cocktail reception. Yeah. There's more.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is as well. So any expectations for the show? Anything that on the agenda that kind of stuck out at you to watch?
I think there's a lot of interest in the home equity space for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm planning on attending a few sessions just to see how credit unions are thinking about that today. Because as you know, the first mortgage space is a little interesting, to call it that, right now. So I think people are looking for new creative ways to use their existing mortgage team to generate new loans that they probably weren't focusing on as much during the 2020-2021 refi craze and also purchase craze. A lot of people were buying homes.
Yeah, especially last year. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So give us a quick plug on Rentify for those one or two people out there who may not have heard of you guys, but give us a quick update on what you guys are doing and then how you guys help credit unions.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a renovation lending enablement partner for credit unions. So we're not actually the lender. The credit union is still the lender at the end of the day, but what we do is help make them do renovation lending. So what we do is we work with the homeowner to analyze the risk of the renovation, which is to be coupled with the credit union's normal traditional lending underwriting process. So these are after renovation value loans is what we like to call them. So we're looking at not only what the home is worth today, but what the home is going to be worth after the renovation is complete, because that homeowner is going to be putting some sort of value back into their home. It's not going to be a dollar for dollar, usually it isn't 100% ROI, but they're going to be putting, call it 70, 80, 90%, back into that home, and they should get the benefit of that. So that's what our solution enables, is those homeowners to get that after renovation value component, which empowers them to borrow upwards of 11 times as much than they would normally get with a traditional home equity or a HELOC product. And the way we do that, and the credit unions feel comfortable doing that, is because we've built that renovation underwriting process. We analyze the risk of the renovation because we're going a little bit higher than what a credit union normally would from an LTV spectrum, but we're doing it by analyzing the project to make sure that it is a safe, sound project. The credit union should feel comfortable with it. And we also like to say too, it's not just a benefit to the credit union, because obviously that's our client at the end of the day. We're analyzing the risk for their loan portfolio, but these are huge projects for a homeowner's life. Probably the second biggest purchase they'll ever make behind their primary purchase of their home. Our average loan size is $200,000. So for us to go through and spend a ton of attention and detail on the homeowner's project, we see that as almost a concierge service that the credit union can offer on behalf of their membership, and something that we get a lot of appreciation for, because maybe we find something like, hey, your bid didn't have appliances factored in. You're doing a new kitchen, but the contractor didn't put appliances in here. I had no idea. Like there's 10 more grand you need to come up with
easily.
We find something about the contractor, like maybe there's a review deep down on the web that says, hey, this person didn't finish my project, ran away with my money. Like, obviously, that's something we need to know about. It's just an end-to-end experience for the homeowner to kind of go through. And a lot of it's digital. That's one of the new key innovations that we've done, is that kind of taking the best of all financial products that have worked for home renovations in the past. You know, some people use construction loans, some people use traditional home equity loans if they have the equity, and trying to marry that all into one purpose-built financial product designed for people renovating their house.
So tell me the significance of these types of loans right now, because we were talking last night about, obviously, the mortgage lending industry is going through some interesting times right now. It's slow, let's put it that way. Obviously, the refis are kind of out the window right now, and also the purchase market is experiencing some challenges. So tell me the significance of a renovation loan or...
Especially
in today's market.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been doing extremely well since we started back in 2018 because everybody still wants to renovate their house. There's a lot of demand out there for renovations.
There's a lot of that during the pandemic, too. A lot of people were renovating then, too.
Absolutely. People are staying at home longer and saying, you know, I don't like my kitchen as much as I thought I did when I was spending 10 hours out of the day
at the
office.
Exactly. All this time, let's renovate it.
Yeah. So there's been a ton of pent-up demand, obviously. It's about a $400 billion market in renovations that are happening. Almost all of that's being financed in cash today. About 90% is being financed in cash. And that's really the market that we said, hey, we need to tackle that. So we saw a lot of excitement around it in the last couple of years, but really coming into this next year, 2023, probably 2024, really kind of depending on what happens with the rate environment is what we're seeing is essentially a mortgage lockdown, kind of a housing market lockdown where people aren't going to be refiing because it doesn't make sense. You know, the stat recently, and this is obviously outdated already, but at a 6% interest rate, only 400,000 people in the country can benefit from a refi and actually save on doing a refi. Rates are above 7% now. So that number, I don't know.
Decreased.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's closer to zero, if not zero. it's not many people that can actually benefit from that. And then on the purchase side, people buying houses, you have an interesting dynamic where a lot of people are priced out of the market now. So they're thinking like, I'm not going to go out and buy that house. I'm going to rent. I'm going to wait. But even more interestingly is people aren't going to sell their houses because I'm sitting in a 2.5% or 3.5% 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Yeah, why would I? Exactly.
Yeah. So people are in that area are going to look to renovate if they were thinking about upgrading their lifestyle. Maybe they had their, you know, how many kids do you have? Five now?
At least, I know of,
So they had their fifth kid or their third kid or whatever it is, and they're thinking, hey, I need some extra space. That family last year would have moved. They would have gone and found the little bit bigger house. But now they're looking
That's actually what we did, you know? That's exactly the scenario that we did last year.
So that group of people, which is obviously a huge percentage of the population, the growing families, especially the millennial generation that are starting to grow their families, you know, at this time, they're kind of feeling stuck. Like, hey, I have this great mortgage rate. That's awesome. I don't want to touch it. So then what can I do? And, you know, the only answer is you do nothing and live in a smaller house than you want or you renovate your house. So we see a huge market opportunity for us to really help out those homeowners because, you know, traditional financial products have really not served that type of use case, and that's why Renify exists.
Well, and at the same time, you're increasing the value of your home too by renovating it, upgrading it, that type of stuff. So when the market does become inviting again, that you're sitting there, you're ready for prime time if you want to sell, or if you're a buyer, you're looking to buy. So it makes total sense. And this is another way for Creighton's to get creative in the lending process, since right now we're kind of in an interesting, challenging time with the lending right now.
Yeah, and we think, you know, we see a lot of opportunity for our product to help the credit unions differentiate themselves from anybody else.
Oh, completely.
Because first mortgages, as we just talked about, are probably not going to happen much this year, this upcoming year. For obvious reasons. So what does that mean? It means everybody's shifting their teams over to the second mortgage side and trying to do home equities HELOCs. Well, everybody's doing them then. So it's just the entire banking industry is competing for that one product. Whereas if you can offer something a little bit unique, a little bit different, like we do with our after renovation component, then you can set yourselves apart. And the reality is that most people that are actually taking out a home equity, pretty significant portion of them are taking it out for a renovation.
Which is smart. Totally smart.
So. And they might have taken out more if they could have. You know, and I think that comes down to a lot of people just aren't aware, because a product like ours is new. You know, of that you know, that 90% that I said that were financing in cash, the 10% that are using financing, only 2% are using a construction loan, which, which is, you know, what we're essentially kind of enabling the same type of concept, but in a, you know, more unique fashion for them. So, so those people that, that might have did a bigger renovation, they might go to the bank or the credit union and say, oh, I can only go up to 80% or I can only go up to 90%. I guess I'll do my renovation piecemeal over the next 5 years as I save up for it. Now they can do the whole thing and have their, you know, their entire wish list completed.
Gotcha. So it's such a smart thing, especially right now and in our interesting times. So good stuff. Anything else to add, Austin? This is great stuff. Obviously, this will be talked about a lot here at this show for sure. So anything else on the plate for you?
No, I think just, you know, we've cemented our focus really in the credit union space. We think our missions are quite a bit aligned, you know, and our mission's really pretty simple. It's to make renovations possible, you know, and there's a lot of people out there that probably feel a little stuck right now with the housing market. It's definitely not a nice time. I mean, obviously we're fortunate to be benefiting from it, but there's a lot of, you know, pain and struggle out there. So we want to help homeowners as much as we possibly can, and we think this is a unique way for credit unions to really step up and do that for their membership.
Agreed. Yeah, they're looking to get creative for sure. So good stuff. And this is a great great answer for them to do that. So good stuff. All right, Austin. Well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Austin Wentzloff from Renify. Is it Renify.com? I'm assuming.
Renify.com.
All right, we'll put the link in the show notes so you guys can get to it and check it out. Again, I think it's a very smart way to get creative in your mortgage lending these days. So yeah, good stuff. Austin, well done, sir. Keep up good work.
All right, thank you.
Well done, sir.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genuity. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.